Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
On the line is Saul Thompson, the Chief Executive Officer of the Chevra Kedisha. We're going to be talking about the very severe impact of the pandemic on people who have been locked down, specifically in our old age homes. Saul Thompson, good afternoon to you. Thank you for talking to me this afternoon on Chai FM.
Thank you so much. It's lovely to be with you and enjoying the sun while chatting to you.
Yeah, no, listen, that's absolutely for sure. In fact, I could do just a drop less of it. Saul, very, very, very difficult times the last year and a bit for our older, for our parents and our grandparents, right?
Absolutely. I think, you know, we've all felt the impact of this really difficult time we've been living in, but it's hard to imagine what it is, what it's like to, you know, to not be able to touch and see in person your grandchildren and your children. And I think it really has been a very, very challenging time in our facilities, but also in the community overall. We've certainly seen that.
What has the Chevra Kedisha been able to do to alleviate the issue somewhat?
So, you know, all of our facilities, I think everyone knows, went into lockdown almost exactly a year ago. It was on the 13th of March. And I think pivotal probably to us was that understanding that this was not just a clinical issue, but we also really needed to look out for the psychosocial needs of our residents. And, thank God we've, you know, with their partnership, because I have to start out by saying that our residents have been absolutely tremendous. It's not only the old age facilities, it's the mental health facilities, it's the Solomon Siegel. All across the, you know, the organization, we've seen tremendous resilience. And I think, you know, to a large degree, they've had each other, which has been really special. They've, even though, you know, they've kind of been shielded from their families, they've been living in community. And I guess our view was, as long as we protect and shield them, from, you know, harm on the outside, we can let them live as freely as possible on the inside. And that's been the story. They've been, our residents have, for the vast majority of the time, been free to live their lives, obviously with the restrictions, but in community, you know, in the dining room, in the shul, the entertainment's been ongoing, and we've just had to bring more and more, activities and social services support and rabbinical support, to make sure that they feel seen, heard, and loved at all times. But I think, looking back over a year, I think we really have seen tremendous strength from our residents, and we're so proud of them.
I think we're also very proud of you, because if we look to what's happened to the north in Europe, is where I'm specifically referring to, many Jewish old age homes, facilities and the like, or community institutions were hit really, really hard. I'm not sure how or why. Maybe it was because it hit shortly before Purim, or we took preventative action in time. But for whatever reason, you reacted in time and prevented these awful, awful statistics from happening in South Africa.
Yeah, we truly have been blessed. I think if you look around Europe and you see some of the crazy numbers, I think in the UK, 35% of all deaths came from old age homes. So it really could have been a travesty. But yes, it's a combination of really good and strict policies, which has not been easy and has required the residents' support and the family support. But even locally in South Africa, we are aware of other homes that have really suffered tremendously with high fatality rates and high infection rates. And we've been just so blessed not to see that. I think through the second wave, we had barely a handful of COVID cases, which is nothing short of a miracle. And of course, you know, every single person affected is tragic and difficult, but our residents on the whole have responded to these policies. Our staff have been extremely disciplined. And I think one has to take a moment to reflect on that. You know, they've been wearing full PPE for a year now, 12-hour shifts, with very close contact. You know, many of our residents require care throughout the night. They require to be turned for bed sores. They require to be changed. They require to be fed. So it's high contact. And our staff have been tremendously resilient through this process as well, and courageous. So I think big kudos to them, as you know, for that.
As I said, remarkably important work that you've been doing. This is your opportunity. Talk about the Chevra Kedisha, and if people want to help or donate, where, what, and how.
Thank you. I'm so blessed to, you know, this community is so responsive. And I think part of the reason we've seen success is because of the initial support. You know, the Chev put out an emergency campaign for the first time in its history. We don't do that type of fundraising. And because of the overwhelming response, we've been able to do what we need, hire extra doctors, nurses, security guards, do private COVID tests whenever we need it. We've set up digital calls with our families overseas. So that's been incredible. And this week, maybe just to share that, to celebrate it, we asked the community to sponsor 1,000 cupcakes and roses for every single resident, just to know that they're thinking about them. That can be done by donating 18 Rand on our website. And we'll make sure that every single resident across all of our facilities receives a cupcake and a rose. And then just to sweeten the deal, we approach the families of residents in each of the facilities and ask them to, you know, to help us pair up with one of the kosher caterers who we know have also been struggling over the past year. And this Friday night across all of our facilities will be a fully catered Friday night dinner from one of the kosher caterers. So my thanks go to the family of Judy Safro and David Rubenstein and Cecil Shapiro across our facilities for sponsoring this. And I think our residents are going to be spoiled this weekend.
Saul Thompson, you are really doing Avodat Kodesh. Good on you. Good on the people who work with you. Good on the Chevra Kedisha. And thank you for all that you do.
Thank you.